Their priority is profit. When I heard rumors that the Tory government was going to reverse Andrew Lansley's disastrous reforms of the NHS, I thought it sounded too good to be true. Turns out it is. They say they want to force local authorities and the NHS to work together on social care. But the new IKS bodies that they want to set up to bring those two groups together and plan services also have shadow IKS boards in every region where the private sector will be invited in. These shadow boards are the cuckoo in the nest, aiming to compete for power and shoulder the public boards aside. The private sector has no place in a publicly run health service. Their priority is profit. Look at the disaster when Circle, a private company, tried to run Hinchinbrook Hospital. Look at the PPE scandal last year. Allowing the private sector any say in how NHS services are run would be a disaster. Another reversal is to reduce competition rules when private companies bid for contracts, and to give these contracts for longer periods. The contracts given out already are too long for people forced to work for private company after private company, with all the disruption, chaos, and problems these companies bring. What the NHS needs is a plan to bring all services back in-house, not give the private profiteers even more access to NHS money than before. The marketization introduced by Lansley has been destroying the NHS, forcing hospitals to compete against each other instead of cooperating, with horrible effects on patient care. Reversal of that would be a major step forwards. But leading Tories like Jeremy Hunt are calling for more Ofsted-style ratings to pit the IKS boards against each other. NHS worker employed by private contractor